Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Game two between the Reds and the Brewers from Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Joe Ross against Frankie Montas. Montas, newly acquired and opening day starter for the Redlegs. Both teams were quiet in the first two innings, scoreless. Then the Brewers opened things up in the third. A leadoff walk to Sal Frelick. A double down the right field line by Bryce Terang. Second and third and nobody out for the bottom of the order in Blake Perkins.
The 3-2. Line drive, blooped into right center field by Perkins. It falls in for a base hit. Oh, boy, did Terang read that well. He'll score the second run. He was off with the crack of the bat. He follows Frelick to the plate. It's a two-run single by Blake Perkins, and the Brewers have a 2-0 lead in the third.
Josh Maurer on the call here on WTMJ. They wouldn't be done in the frame. Two batters later, Christian Yelich.
Has the ball and the sign of the pitch is ripped in a right. Yelich has delivered a base hit. Oh, he smoked that ball. In from third is Perkins. Fraley cuts it off before the warning track and holds Yelich to a two-out run-scoring single. Brewers have a 3-0 lead.
All three hits and the walk in that third inning came with two strikes against Frankie Montas. So in command, 3-0. Joe Ross in command as well. In the first three frames, he had struck out five. Then in the fourth, the Reds got one against him, but now he's sweating a little bit. Runners on second and third, one run in, and it's only a 3-1 ball game. The bottom half of the order for the Reds, not as successful as the Brewers, as Joe Ross clamped it down.
Fraley at third, De La Cruz at second. Ross with a 1-2 pitch. Inside corner, ring him up, struck him out. Fastball perfectly placed right on the inside black. And two big punch-outs from Joe Ross strand a couple in scoring position here in the home fourth.
And in response in the fifth inning, the Brewers got back to work. A leadoff bunt single by Perkins, an error by Ellie De La Cruz on what should have been an inning-ending double play, and Yelly made him pay.
First pitch to Christian, rocketed into right field for a base hit. Perkins is in, around third is Contreras, he will score. Chugging for second is Yelich, he slides in there safely with a two-run double, and the Brewers lead it 5-1. Christian Yelich, 2-for-3 tonight. He's driven in three. What a start to 2024 for the Brewers superstar.
Lane Grindle on the call here on WTMJ. That would be the final inning of work for Frankie Montas after allowing five runs, but the Brewers offense certainly wasn't finished yet. The man of the hour, Blake Perkins, added to his stat line.
Spires brings home the pitch. It's a ground ball back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Frelick around third. He will score without a throw. Blake Perkins 3-for-3, and he's driven in three runs tonight. It's 6-1 Milwaukee. How about the production out of the nine spot tonight for the Brewers?
New career high in hits for Blake Perkins with those three hits. They weren't done in the seventh either. That's when the floodgates really opened with the doubles. A leadoff walk to Contreras, a double by Adames, then it was Bowers.
0-2 pitch. Line drive pulled down the right field line by Bowers. It's going to hit on the grass, a fair ball and roll to the warning track. Two runs will score. Fraley throws it in, but not before Jake Bowers is safely into second.
And then very quietly, Sal Frelick, he reached base four times, including this RBI single.
0-1 pitch. Poked into center field. What a great piece of hitting. That's on the grass for a hit. Around third comes Bowers, and the throw to the plate from Benson is cut off. Sal Frelick collects an RBI single. Stopping at second is Hoskins. There's run number nine. 9-1 Brewers lead in the seventh inning. Pouring it on in Cincinnati indeed.
However, the Reds would get a pair of runs in the seventh and another run in the eighth as the Brewers bullpen just kind of leaked a little bit of oil. Then Abner Uribe allowed the first two batters to reach in the ninth, meaning the tying run would be on deck for the rest of the inning. He would strike out Will Benson. He would strike out Christian Encarnacion Strand. Then it was Jamer Candelario as the last hope.
The 1-2 pitch. Slider called third strike. This ball game's over. Abner Uribe hangs in there and gets the Brewers through this ninth inning. It got tight late, but the Brewers win it 9-5, and they've evened this series at a game apiece.
1-1 in this Central Division Series matchup. First two of 13 are in the books And tomorrow should be a fun one if we're dodging raindrops, that is.